Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Go back some weeks earlier this fall, and in the LA Times, they reported abortion foes across the country have revived efforts to amend state constitutions to declare that personhood for the unborn begins at the beginning of the biological development of that boy or girl. From Florida to California, abortion foes are gathering signatures, pressing state legislators, and raising money to put personhood measures on the ballot next year. We have big and small efforts going on in 30 states right now, said Keith Mason, co-founder of Colorado-based Personhood USA. Now, let's fast forward to today. That's 35 states today. But the LA Times article continued, two of the stars of the anti-abortion movement are behind the measure. The Reverend Walter Hoy. Walter Hoy will be here in Colorado Sunday night, 6 o'clock, at Cinzetti's Italian Restaurant. This is a fundraiser for Colorado's Personhood Amendment. That's two of the stars of the anti-abortion movement, Walter Hoy, who went to jail last year after violating an Oakland, California law designed to keep protesters away from patients entering abortion clinics. And Lila Rose, a UCLA student who has made undercover videos purporting to show legal violations at Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. Now I'd like to find out what's the latest in California. What an honor to have Walter Hoy, Pastor Walter Hoy, on Bob Enyart Live. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Walter, the only time I saw you in person, the only time I've heard you speak in person was in Las Vegas at the Personhood Convention earlier this year. What a joy to hear you and to talk to you now.
Well, I'm glad to be able to be heard at this point, Bob. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Could you share with us what's the latest? And then I'd like to back up and find out how Personhood in California got its start.
Well, the very latest is as of November 30th, just a few days ago, the Attorney General, Jerry Brown, released title and summary. Now, what that means is that we now have a clock that's ticking, and we've got till about April 29th to collect 1.2 million signatures, and we're well on our way to get that done.
1.2 million signatures. Now, when you say the California State Attorney General, Jerry Brown, is that the Jerry Brown?
Yes, it is.
That's Moonbeam Brown. I've had Jerry on this show over the years, and he's quite a character. But if he released your title and your wording, so you guys got the green light, you're go.
Yeah, it's definitely the green light. We are all in go mode, if you will. We're going to be getting petitions out to everybody in the state, and we're going to get that goal of 1.2 million. Actually, Bob, we only really need 694,354 signatures. 1.2 million is the goal, and we're going to exceed that.
Praise God. Now, California is a bigger state than we have here, Walter Hoy, and we had to get 76,000 signatures or so. We turned in 131,000 signatures, so far above the goal that Planned Parenthood decided to forego the stage where they sue you to try to disqualify signature by signature. And so what a great plan there, because Walter, I've been in the pro-life movement active since 1988, and you remember the years, the rescue years in the late 80s, early 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Those years were extraordinary. But after rescue ended, there has been a dry spell that's lasted for 20 years. And it's not until personhood has exploded across this country, now in 35 states, there has not been this kind of vision, energy, momentum, excitement in 20 years. So praise God, his people are rising up to stop the killing of unborn children.
Oh, absolutely. And here in California, we're just on fire. There's just no doubt we're going to get this job done, Bob.
Well, this is exciting. So could you back us up, Reverend Walter Hoy, the Colorado sponsor of the Personhood Amendment for 2010? Could you back us up, Walter, because all over this country, hundreds of times, the effort has been to introduce regulations, whether they're waiting periods, wait 24 hours, or parental consent, or perhaps you have to see an ultrasound before you have the abortion, or informed consent. You sign a piece of paper, you give your informed consent, and then you have the abortion. So take us back to that period. California, I imagine, has had pro-lifers wanting to introduce regulations.
Oh, they have. And, of course, in California, it's been very disappointing. We're such a liberal state here. But I tell you, it's starting to change. People are starting to realize that what's on the inside of a woman is a living, breathing human being. And that's just a message that's coming across very well, Bob.
So the baby, you know, if it's not a baby, you're not pregnant.
Absolutely. That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's not a baby, you're not pregnant. And here in Colorado, we were told this is a liberal state. I don't think as liberal as California, though. But, Walter, the conventional wisdom of the pro-life movement was that the most you could get is maybe 10 or 12% to ban abortion totally, like a personhood amendment would do. And we more than doubled that in our first time out of the gate with over 600,000 Coloradans voting for personhood, 27% of the vote. And that was the whole pro-life movement was not aware of personhood. It's different for them. And a lot of the groups did not support it. A lot of our major candidates, even pro-life Republican candidates, for example, refused to support personhood. The only two who supported personhood in Colorado were Mike Huckabee running for president and Alan Keyes running for president.
Well, I tell you, the real truth about the matter is that personhood is a game changer. It's what the end game looks like. It's what the pro-life movement looks like victorious. And for some of us, that's kind of hard to put our arms around. But I'm awfully excited about what personhood is all about. It's really the only legislation in town that's got the strength to pull us all together and the power, in my opinion, to ultimately save the soul of America.
Mm. Walter, could I? There's an old joke, and an artist just drew this up as a political cartoon and has offered it to American Right to Life. And I'm a spokesman with American Right to Life. I'd like to share this with you on the line first. We haven't mentioned this on the air, but there's a guy who goes through a stop sign, and a police officer pulls him over, and he says, "What's the problem, officer?" And the cop says, "You didn't stop for the sign back there." And he says, "Well, I did slow down." And the officer says, "But the sign says stop." So the driver says, "Slow down, stop, what's the difference?" And the officer said, "Well, if I drug you out of your car and started beating you with my nightstick, would you want me to slow down or to stop?" And, of course, the moral to the story with the abortion industry is for 30 years, the pro-life movement has been saying slow down, but the babies in the womb and God is telling us stop.
Absolutely. In my opinion, that's been the problem with the pro-life movement. This is not about regulating or somehow restricting or reducing abortions. This is not about making some sort of backdoor deal, compromising with the culture of death industry. This is about ending abortion. This is about stopping. This is not about slowing down. So I'm proud to be a part of this outreach.
All right. Walter, have you guys in California worked with any of our dear friends? For example, Cal Zastro and Keith Mason are the co-founders of Personhood USA. Just interested, and our audience here in Colorado, I'm sure, is interested because they've been very they've been like dynamos behind our own Colorado Personhood Amendment effort, their group, right here in our state. What's happening out there? Have you guys worked with Personhood USA?
Yes, we have. Keith Mason, Cal Zastro, they are very good friends of mine. And in California, it's being the California Human Rights Amendment. It's being sponsored by the California Civil Rights Foundation, of which I'm the founder and president of. And we're leading the charge here in California. And I tell you, I am very good friends with Cal and Keith and Personhood USA.
Wow. So could you tell us two things, Walter? One, a bit about the Civil Rights Foundation. And two, then, I'd like to back up to the story when you were arrested. I mean, that takes guts. I know that Alan Keyes was arrested at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, when they were honoring an extremely pro-abortion president, Barack Obama. But you were arrested there in California. So first, a little bit about the foundation, and then what happened when you were arrested.
Well, the California Civil Rights Foundation is committed to protecting both the civil and human rights of the preborn child. And that's the mission statement for the California Civil Rights Foundation. Mm. People can look us up at www.civilrightsfoundation.org, and they can read all about us and learn about our mission and what our issues are.
And your language regarding the protection of the life of the unborn child, I have it here in front of me. The Civil Rights Foundation, the California Civil Rights Foundation, recognizes the inherent human rights, dignity, and worth of all human beings from the beginning of their biological development.
Absolutely. This is a piece of legislation that's protecting everyone from womb to tomb. Regardless of your circumstances, we believe that everyone deserves this type of love and this type of protection.
Yeah, in fact, you guys go on to say, we believe all human beings should be protected by love and by law. And what a beautiful way of stating this truth, and that we need to acknowledge. It's not even that, Walter, that we're establishing personhood, because our Creator established personhood when he made the first parents, and when he enabled us to procreate, and a man and a woman come together and they have a child. So God is the one who established personhood, but we are moving the government to acknowledge personhood, to recognize the personhood of every human being from the beginning of our biological development.
Absolutely. We're recognizing the inherent dignity and the inalienable rights of all members of the human family, so that in law and practice, every life is valued.
So if we had turned back the clock 150 years, if we were in the U.S., in the South, where slavery is common, in Europe, where slavery, all over the world, really, and someone had said, well, we want to regulate the practice of slavery. We want to make sure that slaves get a certain number of calories per day, and their sleeping quarters have at least a minimal temperature in the winter, and so on. That would not be acceptable. Would that be acceptable to try to regulate slavery?
Absolutely not, and that's ludicrous. Again, it's not about regulating, restricting, or reducing the numbers of slaves, or hammering out some sort of accommodation with the abortion lobby or the slavery culture. It's about ending slavery. It's about saving the lives of innocent boys and girls.
And it seems, Walter, that if you do regulate some kind of injustice like slavery, or in Europe, the hatred of the Jews, for example, or in America, the killing of children. If you regulate these, you make them more humane, you make them more tolerable to more people. And so if in America we had introduced all these health code for slave traders and a certain minimal dietary standard, and so on, and only a work week of maybe just 70 hours a week, work week, 6 days a week, this would have not only been an insult to blacks and to the whole human race and to God who made us, but it could have actually prolonged slavery, because for the unthinking masses, they'll say, well, you know, slavery wasn't that bad to begin with, but now really it's reasonable. Regulations backfire when it comes to injustice.
We're looking at about 37 years now of regulation, of restricting, of reducing efforts along those lines, and over 50 million lives have been lost. It's clear now that there's no question that regulating, restricting, reducing is really not the answer. We need to all pull together and bring this to an end.
Wow. Praise God. So, Walter, can you tell us what happened at that abortion clinic in Oakland? Now, many of my best friends have been arrested, let me tell you that, and including Dr. Alan Keyes, who we love.
Alan Keyes is a tremendous leader in our country, and I hope he's listening. I hope I get a chance to meet him one day. I'd love to shake his hand.
Oh, praise God.
What happened in Oakland was that essentially I'm standing on a public sidewalk holding a sign that says, God loves you and your baby. Let us help you. I've got literature in my hand in case they need more information. And as they walked by, I simply said, good morning. May I talk to you about alternatives to the clinic? And Oakland passed a law that literally outlawed that. What they did was redefine the term harassment so that when you walk within 100 feet of an abortion clinic, the new definition of harassment
is being there.
Exactly. Right. Essentially that. They call it counseling, and then they redefine counseling as holding a sign, passing out literature, and having a conversation. That's the new definition of harassment in Oakland.
Wow. There are these bubble laws all around the country. If you approach someone going into an abortion clinic, they can arrest you and throw you in jail, even if it's trumped up. But you could be just standing still and someone passes you and they could arrest you.
Oh, absolutely. That's true here in Oakland. We were in the district court with Judge Charles Breyer, who is the brother of Stephen, who is the Supreme Court justice, by the way. And he said that if I was standing still on a public sidewalk and I just bent my elbow, that would be considered approach.
If you bent your elbow.
That's right.
And so, Pastor Walter Hoy, when I first heard about you getting involved in the personhood movement, I called one of the most well-connected people I know in the pro-life movement, and it's Jo Scott. She's a former California activist hero. She's been in Colorado for many years, wife of Ken Scott, and Jo has been at abortion clinics every day they're open for decades.
Wow.
And she has saved over 1,000 babies, confirmed saves, over 1,000. And I asked her, Jo, do you know Walter Hoy, Pastor Walter Hoy? And she said, he's one of my heroes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, praise God, huh, Walter? And so then we started looking at you and being encouraged by your boldness. And here in Colorado, what Planned Parenthood has done is they have their own employees go out from another city or from a downtown office. They walk into the clinic and it's a bogus, and they claim that they're a patient going in for an abortion. And they've had trumped up charges against some of our pro-lifers here in Colorado. But you deal with it. You know, you're trying to save the lives of innocent children. God loves these kids. He loves the parents. And it is worth the risk.
It's definitely worth the risk, because life itself is at stake. And we've got to come to grips with the fact that if we don't have the right to life, we don't have the right to anything.
That's absolutely true. Walter, is there anything you'd like to add? Of course, civilrightsfoundation.org to find out what's the latest with the California Personhood Amendment.
Yes, I would that they go to the website. And to be quite honest with you, Bob, we need some fundraising to happen. So if they would go to our website and click on that donations link, that'd be a tremendous help to us in California, because we're determined to get it done here.
All right. So very exciting. What an honor to have you on the show. Thank you, Walter Hoy. And I can't wait to see you in person again.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, Bob.
May God bless you. That is Pastor Walter Hoy with the California Civil Rights Foundation. He is the sponsor, along with Lila Rose. You remember Lila Rose? She goes undercover into abortion clinics, gets this extraordinary video showing how immoral, above and beyond killing unborn children, Planned Parenthood is a lawless organization. And if God's command, do not murder, doesn't move you, well then, how about mandatory reporting for suspected child sexual assault? You think they're going to care about that? Abortionists don't care about suspected child sexual assault. So systematically, nationwide, Planned Parenthood and abortion clinics, the abortion child-killing industry, they don't report. So with incest, when an uncle impregnates a 14-year-old, 13-year-old niece, he brings her to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, no questions asked. In fact, if the niece says, I was impregnated by a 30-year-old, they'll tell her, don't tell us what age she is. And they'll abort the girl and send her back home to her rapist. And even more horrific, they often will send her back with her rapist. And they embolden him to rape her again. And if he impregnates her again, they show up back at the same abortion clinic. They talk to the same receptionist. They go into the same clinic workers, the same abortionist, maybe 8 months later. And this poor girl is brutalized again by Planned Parenthood and sent back again to her rapist, oftentimes sent back with her rapist to be violated again. And that's what liberals call the mercy of abortion for incest. Incest emboldens the rapist. But when a liberal hears this, when a liberal realizes that for decades Planned Parenthood does not report suspected child sexual assault, they don't care. They don't care. They're willing to sacrifice young girls on the altar of what? On the altar of their beloved killing of unborn children. That's their issue. Walter Hoy will be here in Colorado Sunday night, 6 o'clock, at Cinzetti's Italian Restaurant. This is a fundraiser for Colorado's Personhood Amendment. Cheryl and I are headed to this event. Lord willing, I'd love to bring our kids, too. Are kids allowed? Kids are allowed. $75 for adults. And this is to benefit the Colorado Personhood Petition Drive, which, of course, needs funding. And do you realize how important it is for Colorado to get on the ballot? We have 35 states that have been energized by the vision and determination that they saw right here out of Denver, Colorado. Right here in the state of Colorado, pro-lifers re-energized for the first time in 20 years. And like a bona fide movement, this is a national phenomenon. And you know who runs a movement? Nobody runs a movement. You might go along for the ride with a movement, but what, Martin Luther King Jr.? He didn't run the movement. He didn't run the movement. And whether it's a movement, a good movement or an evil movement, whether it's a civil rights movement or an anti-war movement, whether it's Promise Keepers, right? Coach Bill McCartney, he ran the Promise Keepers movement? No, he didn't. If he did, he would have kept it going. And when God blesses a movement, then extraordinary things happen. Absolutely extraordinary things happen. And God's blessing is so evident on the lives of those who will stand up for Him as our Creator and the unborn child as made in God's image with a right to life. and God's enduring command, do not murder. And God is blessing. And so in Colorado, it is just so crucial that Colorado gets back on the ballot for 2010. And we need 100,000 signatures again. We did it last year. We need 100,000 signatures, and that requires money and volunteers and petition carriers, signature gatherers. That requires you to pray, to donate, to come on out Sunday night if you possibly can. If you can't come on out Sunday night, you could pick up the phone and donate. Or you could go to personhoodcolorado.com and donate. Or you could call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394. And if Dawn is able to answer, she's the office manager downtown Denver, just, what, two doors down from the state capitol on Grant Street. Three doors down, right a half block from the capitol. Donna, the office manager at Colorado Right to Life, call her 303-753-9394 and register for the dinner at Cinzetti's on the north side of Denver. It's going to be a fabulous Italian meal. And what a time of fellowship. What a time of rejoicing and catching the vision and serving the Lord. This is a Christian fight. The Hindus don't care. The Buddhists don't care. The Mormons have got more exceptions than you could fill a school bus every day with the exceptions to abortion the Mormon Church has. This is a Christian battle because it's the Lord Jesus Christ who created us. And we are made in his image, in his likeness, and he expects us to love our neighbor, and God hates the sacrifice of children. He hates child sacrifice because you kill the child and you turn the hearts of the parents against God. That's why God is against child sacrifice. And if you love your neighbor, you're going to try to stop this, the greatest injustice in the history of the human race, next to the crucifixion of our Lord. Next to him, the slaughter of children, this epidemic, genocide. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, Colorado. Our website is kgov, kgov.com, and see you at the Sarah Palin book signing and Sunday night.